It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to travel over to CCM Health in Montevideo, and we're going to visit with Catherine Knutson. And Catherine's been on the program before. Thanks for coming on again, Catherine.
Yeah, thanks for having me again here, Paul.
Yeah, do you enjoy spring?
I am. I'm enjoying all the warmth out there right now.
Do you like the real hot weather like in summertime?
No, I prefer like the 60s where you can still be outside and no bugs.
There you go. Hey, that's a good key. No bugs, no mosquitoes.
Yep, so. Absolutely.
I'm with you, too. I prefer the 60s, so. All right. Why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners, Catherine. What's your title there at CCM Health? And your education, if you have a family. You're married, I believe?
And, yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hello, everyone. I am Catherine Knutson. Almost about to be Catherine Canton, going through a name change currently. Me and my husband got married back in August of 2025. We just live near Montevideo, out on the farm. We enjoy being outside, traveling the world, going to the lake, just being around friends. So I did my undergrad and my graduate program up at Morehead State for speech-language pathology, and I am the speech-language pathologist here at CCM Health.
All right, Morehead State. Hey,
oh, yeah, go Dragons.
Yeah, I was there for I worked in the community of the radio station there at Morehead State.
Oh, yes, yep.
Yep. My radio name was Jed Midnight.
Hey, I think you should go with that now.
Yeah, I'll keep my real name, Paul Raymond. Yeah, that great university up there, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I love it up there.
Okay. And you're actually a graduate of Montevideo High School, too, right?
Yes, I am a 2019 graduate from Montevideo, and my hometown roots led me back to Monty. I married a farmer, so you can't move the farm too far.
That's right. That's right. So, so what's our subject this morning, Catherine?
Yeah, I wanted to let everyone know that the month of May is Speech Language Hearing Month, so celebrating all the SLPs out there in the world.
Okay, the SLPs. And that's
speech language pathology.
Okay, got it. I have that in my notes here. I didn't know what that was. Now I do. So what exactly does a speech language pathology do?
Yeah, so as an SLP, I offer, several services for our community members, whether that's outpatient rehab, inpatient acute, home health, skilled nursing facilities. I help individuals, with all their skills in communication, speech, articulation, expressive receptive language, some cognition, voice, feeding, swallowing, all of the things to help us communicate and get across to your communication partners, whether that's from pediatrics, adults, and even the geriatric population.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you give us some examples of someone comes and visits you, what kind of, speech issues they have or that kind of thing?
Yeah. So, for myself, I have a big interest area in pediatrics. So a lot of it is early intervention that I see. Kiddos go in for their 18-month, 24-month checkups with their doctor, and they fill out a little form, and they're like, they're a little bit behind in some areas of communication. So a big thing for me is that early intervention. The wait-and-see method is no longer recommended from SLPs and doctors. So we want to get them going as early as possible to get their communication rolling.
Yeah,
so that's probably one of the main thing that I do here.
Okay. Yeah, from birth to, like you said, 3 or 4 years old, that's where you, I don't know how to say it, but that's where you learn a lot of stuff, right? That you take with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. That 18 months to like 4 year old is just that critical window for support, for the brain to be most adaptable and to learn the most in those early ages.
Mm-hmm. Do you see screen time with phones or tablets or computers with young children? Does that affect your speech in any way? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Yeah. We're definitely seeing a big change and a shift in, like, our society culture of kids these days. You know, I have a two-year-old come up, and they grab the iPad that has some learning games on it, and they know how to open, unlock, turn up the volume. They know how to run it better than I do. So there's definitely a shift being seen across these young individuals that, you know, I don't know if it completely hinders their language, but right. It can definitely have an effect on it for sure.
Right. I have a friend that really had a stuttering problem when he was very young in elementary school. He worked with a speech pathologist, and today he's a grown adult, and he actually gives speeches, major speeches, and there's no stuttering issue with him at all. But boy, when he was in elementary school, he really, you know, he was teased quite a bit, and he really worked at it, and now look at him. Where he's speaking in front of hundreds of people, you know,
yeah,
pretty proud of him.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you work with people like that, children like that too, then?
Yeah, that's in our scope of practice, is stuttering. While I was a student up at college, I did have a client who had she was a three-year-old in preschool and just had the early onset of stuttering, and kind of gave them some coping skills, kind of ways to get around it.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause a lot of the times kids kind of grow out of it, but sometimes they don't. So a lot of parent education at that age.
Yeah. I think you mentioned a wait-and-see method. Explain that a little bit. Used to be what they used to teach or what?
Yeah, years ago, I mean, doctors often said, oh, let's wait and see. Let's wait 6 more months and see if they're still behind in talking, but now we know that's just not the best approach to how to go about things. That early communication delays can sometimes signal broader developmental differences or challenges in how a child learns how to communicate. So, you know, waiting can mean missing that critical window for support. So those first few years of life when the brain is most adaptable, that early intervention is pretty powerful at that age.
Okay. All right. Any other things you'd like to mention, Catherine?
Yeah, I was just going to say just some quick communication milestones. I wanted to hit on that just to let people know kind of what's typical by that 18 to 24 months. Typically, most developing children, they're understanding those simple directions, you know, go get me the ball. They're understanding and using at least 20 to 50 words. Even by that 24-month, we would expect them to start combining two words at a time, like more help, more milk, you know. And if those skills aren't emerging, I mean, it's a good time to get them checked out and checked in with a speech therapist.
Okay. All right. And if people are listening and they'd like to get a hold of you, how do you get services, and what services do you offer again?
So if you're interested in speech therapy services here at CCM Health, you can talk with your primary care provider for a referral, or you can visit our website at ccmhealthmn.com to learn more and get started.
All right. Well, Catherine, thank you for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning. Appreciate it with all the information there. So,
yeah, thanks for having me, Paul.
All right. Catherine Knutson, soon to be...
Catherine Canton.
Canton, okay. All right, thanks a lot.
Yep, bye-bye.
Yep. That's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.